Cosby Show, starring Hester Bergen and Barbara Streisand.
Howdy there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Donna Meech inviting you to join us in our regular Sunday evening get together. Out here in Hollywood, we have as our guest the voice in person, Frank Sinatra, and of course, Ray Noble with his orchestra and the lovely Joan Merrill. Filling me up, our Footloose friends, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McGarvey.
Ah, yeah. Hiya there, Mercy. Have you been looking after things for me like I want you to?
Oh, I have, Charlie. I certainly have. And you know, she doesn't miss you a bit.
How's he going, you
know? No.
Why, you snake in the grass, you.
Say, have you met any pretty girls back there?
Well, it was a good night to take place. The things began picking up since I learned how to whistle with a Brooklyn accent.
Charlie, what have you been doing in New York?
The town.
And what has Edgar been doing?
Well, Ray, I had a rather nice time today. Just strolling along Fifth Avenue, looking in windows.
Oh, you old rat, do you?
No. Okay, I'll be back next week.
Oh, Charlie, do you really? Yes, girl, you're nicely. I'm bringing you something back from New York that any girl would just love to have.
Not now, Ronnie.
No.
Me? Oh, Charlie, I can hardly wait.
And Joan, we can hardly wait to hear you sing. What is the song going to be?
Get Happy. Forget the troubles and just get happy. You better take all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for that judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Now hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're heading for that promised land.
Isn't it nice to hear Joan sing?
Yes.
It'll be nice to get back and see the old game.
But I sure have a lot of fun here, though.
You too, baby?
Yes, Charlie, I have. As a matter of fact, I'm still amazed at something very exciting that happened to me last night.
You tell me.
Yes, you will. I went into a little gypsy tea room.
Was you afraid?
No. Certainly not. And a gypsy fortune teller came over to my table, and she did the most amazing thing.
That she did. Pick up the check?
No. No, she was interested in the tea leaves in my cup.
Don't tell me they're smoking them now.
No.
Well, I didn't know.
No, you see, she read my caution in my tea cup.
That?
Yes. And she could do the same for you.
I don't think it would work.
Yes, it would.
Now, why? I drink out of a saucer.
Well, you can laugh if you want to, but I tell you that gypsy can read the future in those healings.
Poppycock, I called it. Yes, poppycock. That's what I called it. How could she?
Well, I believe there's a strange destiny that shapes our ends.
can think of a dozen answers to that. But I will only say, I believe there's a destiny that ends our fate. What do you say, Alessandro?
All right.
You see, this gypsy explains to me that he means, you can tell a great deal by the way they bend. Well, I get it straight. What are you trying to say?
All right.
What I mean is, for example, if a feeling is shaped this way, that means the letter A.
Oh, yes. Fascinating.
Yes. And if it's shaped sort of like this, that means W.
W?
Yes.
Well, why don't you just get a bowl of alphabet soup and be done with it?
What did she tell you?
Well, she told me my name.
Yes. Didn't you know it?
Yes, but it proved something.
Yeah, I guess you had one.
Yes. She also told me I was going to make a long trip.
She did?
Yes.
Did she tell you how you were going to get a reservation?
No. And then she said, rather like it.
Like it, yes. She said, you can tell me. I only tell everybody.
Yes. Well, she said I was rather fascinating to women.
Yes. Are you going to leave her? Or a bitter experience?
Yes.
And then she told me some of my faults. She said one of my faults is that I forget the little things.
Right.
You certainly forget this little thing, I'll say.
Yes, well, I think you're just being smart.
Well, that's smart than you're being, Burton, in this nonsense about fortune telling.
You think so?
Next thing I suppose it will be, you will be making it out with your palmistry or something like that, huh?
Well, as a matter of fact,
don't tell me.
Yes. I have been dabbling with the theory that one's future is found in the stars and reflected in one's hand.
Must be fascinating, I bet you, huh?
Yes, it is fascinating. Do you know that the zodiac is divided into 12 parts?
You don't say, man.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
What? Yes, of course it's good.
Makes it practically portable.
Yes. And do you know that the whole series of 12 sits westward from the vernal equinox 1 degree in 72 years?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I don't think I'll wait for that.
Well, and the signs are given to such names as Taurus the Bull, Cancer the Crab, Leo the Lion, Mr. the Mouse.
Oh.
Well?
Huh? Was I warned?
No. From your remarks, I take it that you know nothing about the subject. But I will tell you a few things, darling.
What is it?
Let me hold your hand.
I don't know you very well.
Give me your hand.
Yes, sir.
Most people charge $1 for a reading, but I'll do it for 50 cents.
You are most generous.
Most generous.
What if I don't have the 50 cents? What do I get then?
You get nothing.
Nothing, yes. Don't I even get my hand back?
Oh, yes. Now, let's have it very quiet, please.
Yeah. Are you going to a conference?
Yes, sir. The hand is composed of the palm, four fingers, and the thumb.
Oh.
You've gone into this thing pretty deep, haven't you?
I am summarizing the obvious.
Well, let's answer it obvious. Positive.
If your fingers are long and graceful, you are the creative, emotional type.
Mm-hmm.
If they are short and stubby, you are the square type.
And if you find red between them, you're a jack.
All right. Now, as I look into your hand, Charlie, I can see a certain smoothness there. Yes. You don't fall for crackpot ideas.
No. Then why am I listening to you?
Oh. And I'm very happy to tell you, Charlie, that a great love will come into your life.
What, again?
And one thing is very clear. You must organize your life.
Why?
Well, you must organize your life or you will wind up selling your heritage and your opportunity for a mess of potties.
And what are they paying for potties these days?
Thank you. Air Force's own film, Green Victory, Grandma sings the theme song that is the thought uppermost in the mind of every serviceman with a true heart left behind. You're so sweet to remember.
You're so sweet to remember. I still feel your embraces. The wind whispered your name to me, and I swear you're so sweet to remember. And now welcome your faces when you leave a memory of days gone by. Where I keep me enchanted, no matter where you may be, my heart sends you. And I send you a dream. Will you try to remember that I want you forever? Yes, so you to remember and so dear to me. No matter where you may be, my heart sends you a and I send you a dream. Will you try to remember that I want you to remember, so to remember, and so do
Charlie, there's a man standing here beside me who says he's sorry he didn't get to see you when he was in New York.
Yeah, I can't see all of my fans.
Oh, I think you'd have wanted to see this man, Charlie. It's Frank Sinatra.
Who?
Frank Sinatra. Surely you've heard of Frank Sinatra.
Well, I'll tell you what to do, Joe, Charlie.
Just sit back and hold on to your socks as we hear There's No You, sung by Frank Sinatra.
There's no you, the lonely autumn tree. How softly the sun, but summer is dying. Don't know that in my heart there's no gladness to come. There's no you, the park that we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lonesome they soon in the fall. stormy cloud cover and falling leaves cover the and the world is spring. We'll meet again. We'll kiss every chapter that summertime left through. And from that day, nevermore will I stay.
Back there in New York, Edgar.
Doug, the name's Hawkins. He's true.
What do you think of the number, Charlie?
Well, it's pretty good. Pretty good. The number's all right.
The what, Charlie?
Well, it's the way you beat it around. It was a little flat and a staccato, and kind of obligato in the mezzanine. I'm speaking technically, of course, but I'm sure I could make you a success.
Well, tell me, Charlie, what makes you think you could make me a success?
Well, look what I did for Dagan.
Oh, come on now, Charlie. Don't tell me you want to be Frank Sinatra's agent. Why shouldn't he be? Everybody else is.
I'd like to see a young man get a hook. Especially you.
Yeah. But Charlie, we've never even met. Why, I bet you don't even know what I look like.
Oh, that's all right. I can tell from the sound of your voice. I think it's kicking you now. A great big tea man.
Thanks a lot, buddy. And send me a copy of that picture, will you?
Now, shall we talk about signing the contract?
Well, why? I haven't been doing too bad without you, hey?
Oh, maybe in your own little way. But I'll make you popular with the girls.
That's what I need. By the way, Charlie, how do you stand with the girl?
Just as close as possible.
You know, Charlie, you mustn't forget that I'm not exactly new at the radio business.
Well, yes, that's true. But what future is there in those singing commercials?
You know, thank you, Frank. I don't think Charlie knows anything at all about singing.
You keep out of this, Murphy. People don't seem to realize that I taught Nelson Eddy everything he knows.
You what?
Well, what I mean is I sort of roasted him.
You what?
What I mean is I spread the butter on his darkening bed.
Butter? Now I know he's lying.
Okay, so it was all your margarine, I don't know.
Oh, I say, sorry, old boy.
Len Noble.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just a man I want to see.
Oh, don't be silly, old fellow. You can't see me. I'm 2,000 miles away.
Maybe it's better that way.
I think it's
awfully
nice,
Bob Joseph.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, I need your advice. Now, Ray, stop mugging out there.
Awfully sorry, John, my boy. Awfully sorry.
I like you. It's so disgusting. You know, I need your advice to hear a voice at state, aren't you?
A voice at state? Oh, rather, yes. I've listened to so many singers, my ears are positively hoarse.
Oh, I can't pass that one up. Oh, they're too long for that. But tell me, what do you think of this guy, Sinatra?
Well, rather embarrassing, old boy, and I'm he's standing right here beside me, I think. That's okay, Rose. Just pretend I'm not here. Oh, that isn't hard to do, boy, if you stand sideways. Look who's talking.
Never mind, Ray. I'll handle this my own way. It should be a friend, huh?
Well, I don't know, Charlie.
Oh, well, you wouldn't want to let this opportunity slip through my fingers, would you?
Well, tell me, Charlie, just what is your proposition?
Well, whatever you make me split even.
60-40. 60-40? You call that even?
They're even numbers, aren't they?
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. I take it for that.
Well, don't thank me. Don't thank me. That's all right. You can work out all the details of my West Coast representative. He's there right now.
Hey, Gazzola.
Are you there, Gazzola?
Charlie, my good friend. Here I am, and believe in his friend. Like it was 10 years, a friend in the news of watching the call.
Okay, Gazzola, you know what to do now.
Oh, sure. Don't you worry, you put it in the head. I picked him up for good.
Who are you?
I'm Antonio Giovanni Giuseppe Pasquale Tommaso, Mr. Gazzola.
What's that spell backwards?
Bush.
Okay, Bush. I'm a Francesco Canicola Giuseppe Enrico Scordalo Sinatra.
That's fine. Just call me Gazzola for short.
You know, Gazzola, just between you and me, I don't touch this kind of stuff. I think he's trying to hand me some wooden nickels.
Hey, sure he is. That's the way he's got to me. Hey, just a minute. What do you think? Talking like this about my good friend, Charlie, I'm going to push your face in, Mr.
My name is Sinatra.
I'm going to push your face in, Mr.
Sinatra. That's Italian name, no?
Two. Whoa, Simon again. This is wonderful.
You know something? I'm Italian too.
You're Italian too, sir, huh?
Really?
Sure. Of course, but now I've been here so long, I've got to do some Yankee accent.
Tell me, Gazzola, you ever get homesick?
Oh, no. I never stay home long enough to get to see. But let me tell you all about my eight bambinos.
Eight bambinos? Do they all look like you?
Hey, sure, except for one little thing. They don't got a mustache. You got a lot of bambinos, you know?
Two.
Just the two?
Yeah.
You know what, Dario?
Gazzola!
Yeah, what's the matter, Charlie?
Will you quit calling?
Well, what do you mean, it's calling?
Well, get it on there. Get into business, you know.
The business? Oh, sure. I'm sorry, Charlie. I forget. But I fixed my old apprentice and I got a good with the job.
I was hoping you forgot.
Oh, no. But listen, if you get the job, you sure you can handle it?
Handle it? As sure as I'm alive and breathing.
Oh, come on and up, kid. You got to be more sure than that. Now, let me think of what we're going to do. Anybody, she's got any ideas? So, look, Mrs. Dunamel, if you're a singer, how are we going to fix this boy up to take the job, huh?
You and she, do you think so?
That's right.
Hey, Gazzola, what's the matter?
Got somebody, she's a thing.
Well, don't stand there, buddy. Pick me up.
You'll never know how slow the moment goes, but I'm near to you. I see your face in every song.
Sure, you want to be back in Hollywood next week. Your friend Dr. William is coming to see you.
Oh, good thing, too. After I get out of this town, I'll need a doctor.
Now, Charlie, Dr. William is not a tree surgeon.
That's another one, mister.
Charlie, Dr. William is a friend of ours, don't you remember?
He's the man who wrote that book, How to Master Your Bad Habits.
Yeah, well, I don't need him.
I've mastered all my bad habits. What I need to know is how to get rid of them. Or find some new ones.
Yeah.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.